Crossover time with Willard and Dibs. Welcome. Let me pass along some 49ers news real quick since 1 o'clock has passed. Talanoa Hufanga is going to start the year on the PUP list. That means he'll miss... No, I'm sorry. My bad.
Hufanga?
Hufanga made the team.
Activated.
And he's active. Dre Greenlaw is going to start on the PUP list. And Elijah Mitchell, gone.
Well, no, he's on the IR.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah,
he's
yes, on and IR. You're allowed
season
to
ending.
Season
ending.
Yes.
Season ending IR. You get two spots.
And before we put the rat on the table for the YouTube audience on exactly what's going on behind the goo, you get two spots to reactivate. It'll be a reactivation sensation for two of those guys. But we've got the boss in here holding the neon sign behind Guru. And you've done a lot. You started here off of a contest. You had to go from an audition to a 16-man elimination. It was an elimination sensation.
Yeah.
And that was now 12 years ago. You've now been through a lot now, but the pressure...
Almost hitting the head, too.
Yeah. And you survived it. I mean, 4-pound plexiglass window, whatever. But the fact that the boss was behind you with a neon sign... That's incredible pressure.
Dude, he took my
with
donut.
With half a donut. He took your donut.
Mother Willard. Yeah.
He's going to eat it.
Who brought the donuts, by the way? Was that you, Mark?
That was Mother. Me.
Yeah.
That of course was. I've been doing great.
That dude, was those me. Are, I got to tell you, I don't know where you get them, but they're pretty good.
They're
and
from,
I haven't even had any today yet.
Come on.
I haven't.
Wow. I'll tell you where.
No, you look good.
I'll
over
tell
there.
You where I got them.
Thanks.
Bob's Donuts, which has multiple locations, but Bob's Donuts in Mill Valley is where I stopped by. And. And
hey,
pick
Bob.
Those up. And Andrew,
I don't see
you're a mensch. And enjoy. Everybody enjoy.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. How's it going?
It's going great.
Really?
Yeah. I just
how
one
much
of
the show have you heard?
Unfortunately, very little.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
It's
me
cut
too.
Down day, so you get around it now?
I say that truthfully. Like,
no, I know.
You guys are my build-up, but yeah, I've been running around like just a crazy person today.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah.
It's cut-down day, and
it is cut
Evan
down day.
Went to the lab, and he put... you had to cut two of the three Dibs, Willard.
Yeah, Cap? I heard you. I heard,
yeah, Cap, Purdy, or Jimmy Garoppolo.
I heard two of you keep Steph Curry over LeBron James. I did hear that.
That's my guy.
I heard that.
Yeah.
And Stoddy, you're right,
that
Stoddy.
One. No, he did that one.
No, but it's a homer thing, but it's also, it's
go.
Fair. Just let the Bay Area
that's
love
all.
Steph
we
Curry.
We need something now.
Just let him.
Absolutely.
Now, Stoddy's an ageist. Like, can't believe that Steph's going to get 65 or 70 million, and he's down on Trent Williams.
There you
both
go.
Of them
he
36
called
years
it.
Old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell these two gents what you told me about Trent York's comments? Just let me know I'm not... on a planet by myself.
Which comments?
I don't think that when Jed... And you know what? What was the exact date where Jed York said Brock Purdy is going to reset the market?
Or they're getting ready for him
it's
to reset
the market. 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even
April.
Six.
Okay.
May.
All I'm saying is...
Say it all.
I will. All I'm saying is I could understand... If there are people in that locker room who've been in the league 6, 8, 10 years, who've scratched and clawed for every contract they ever had, and the owner has now come out and said that a guy who's a year and a half into his starting career will reset the quarterback market, I could see how some players would be like, damn, okay. And so the more I think about it, like, Brandon Ayuk can't play on the 14.
Why?
Because he's not going to get paid next year.
Why not?
Because they got to pay Purdy.
Not for 2 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't kick in right away.
Right.
I get it doesn't kick in right away, but these are the decisions they got to make.
Well, but Brandon can go get that money from somebody
else.
He
doesn't want to.
Well, then that's his problem.
Like
that's his problem.
Well, we heard you yesterday.
Yeah, that's his problem. I'm sorry. You don't. Here's one thing. You can take shots at the way NFL contracts come together. You do not get to be a free agent when you're not a free agent.
But to his point, Willard, if you're one of those OGs in the Niner locker
maybe.
Room, my point is I'm not going to do my job any differently. Even if I heard the owner say this new Pipsqueak is going to get some money.
I got
I'm not going to not do my job, okay, Willard.
But,
that's all I was telling Steiny.
Maybe you'll hold out.
But do you feel like that's how I would only... I would only think that that would happen, and I don't know. Maybe they do, and I'm sure there's some of this and some of that, right? It's a big locker room, so some might feel that way. But I'd only, like, really buy into that if I thought that some of the 49er players sort of felt that way about Brock. And I think Brock looks that way on TV, but he's not that. They look at Brock and they're like, that's a dog. That's a dude that comes into the huddle and owns this thing. Fred Warner is on tape twice now in the last 2 years. Number one, saying he's going to be the best quarterback in the world, which is kind of silly, but he said it. Last year, though, remember, after every game, he's the reason why we have a shot. Yeah.
But Stoudy was saying that's it was not against Brock, it's management. Like, so, if the guys ain't mad at Brock, it's...
Okay, I think I'm trying to get at is that every player on that team... I'll start it this way. Jim Barnett, your greatest strengths, your biggest weakness. The biggest strength the Niners have in terms of their roster building right now is that they have a hell of a quarterback making $1 million a year. And what I said is, I think you could make a case, let's just say he gets 50. I think you could make a case that the ripple effect that that will have on the roster could be the most significant ripple effect that any team has ever had to deal with, because he's going from 1 to 50. And I get it doesn't kick in 1 year, but that he's not making 18 to 42. Every player on that team, I think, knows that if and when Brock gets paid, everything changes. Everything.
Right, and that's why Trent is looking at being 36, and he's got probably two more years, and Brock's got two more years before he gets paid, and Trent's thinking, all right, I have no guaranteed money on my deal right now, and I'm the best in football at what I do. Y'all gonna have to pay me, and you're gonna have to pay me now. And if not, you know what? I've made $160 million in my career, and I'm good. Even though I really want to play football and I want to win a Super Bowl and I want to be here, and you know that, but you're gonna have to break me off about $45 or $50 million guaranteed, even if it's a 2-year deal. Oh. That way, he comes in and you need him, and he knows that he's more important than Brandon Ayuk.
That man,
and so. You know, he can play the game the way he wants to play it. And right now, 13 days until the opener, and Ricky Pearsall is running around catching footballs in a blue jersey. You could tell me that Jalen Moore is out there blocking people, and that's all fine and good. But Trent knows he's more important than Brandon Ayuk.
Can I go back to your point about the going from 1 to 50?
Yeah.
And that like, that's so overwhelming.
It's rare.
Well,
it's 1 to 60, too, by the way.
Maybe. I don't know what it's going to be. I would actually, when you guys were doing that bet, I was on your side, Steiny. I don't think Brock is going to get 60 per year. But anyway, put that aside. Let's just take Joe Burrow as an example, because he's tied for the biggest contract in the league right now, right?
All right.
Okay. So his rookie deal was 4 years and 36.
All right.
So that's not one.
Fully guaranteed.
It's 9. Fully guaranteed. Yep. But it's 9. It's 9. And actually, a bunch of it is paid in the form of a signing bonus up front.
All right.
So they went from 9 to 55.
Okay.
Is that really that different?
I would argue. If it's $8 million, that's 4 players.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the jump. The jump. If you go,
I did it for effect, obviously.
No, I guess that
is a monster jump.
No doubt.
And even if it were for Burrow.
And I guess my response would be, sure, of course, it is. And maybe it is the biggest jump, because how could it not
be? It's a happy jump.
You go from the last pick in the draft to potentially the highest paid player in the game. I don't see how it could be a bigger jump. But I still think at the end of the day, you have teams that are paying their QB, and then there are teams that are not. And the ones who are paying their QB have the exact same challenges with the rest of their roster.
Man. And I think 49er, like, we know as fans that when they pay Brock, at the very least, they're probably going to lose a weapon. Right?
For sure.
Okay.
Probably going to lose one next year when they're not even paying
yet. But drafting becomes that much more important than everything else you do.
And it looks like last year or this year's draft went pretty well. Yeah. You're going to have Dominic Pooney, who's going to start.
Grindo.
And we know that Mustafa looks to be a real one. And so, you have pieces that you think can slot in and play and do well. But are you still a team that's going to be over 11.5 wins, which is where the over-under is? And Steiny's on the under, and many people are, wondering about where that will be, and is 12-5 good enough to get you the one seed? Probably not. And if you're 11-6, you're a wild card team, and if you have this situation, then what do you do next year?
My whole point to Steiny was they don't need therapy because they're paying a guy that they drafted who's blossomed into what looks like their franchise quarterback. Dibs, correct me if I'm wrong. That's the goal.
Yes.
That's a check, yeah. Willard, I want to write that Brock Purdy manifested into what looks like our next quarterback. Like, that. There's not, I'm not jumping off a bridge because that's a good thing.
It's the exactly. best thing.
That's why I said, and I think this may be
for the organization.
Well, last week,
but then there's less money in the pie for everybody else on
and the that's why they have Trent Williams is sitting the there. Steiny, you got to make it all work outside of that.
Well, it has to be the owner, too, because right now Trent is sitting there waiting for the bag, but he's not waiting for like the long-term Brandon Ayuk bag.
Gotcha.
He's waiting for the, here's $40 million guaranteed.
I'm there.
Come play for 2 years.
See, all I hear when people say this is that you love the current Niner players, and I love that you love them. But you have to release this fear that when they go, there will not be any replacements.
But 31 other teams do the same thing.
Exactly. There has to be. It is an omnipresent job of an NFL team to continue to draft, develop, sign, and find new Warners.
And lose.
And new Kittles.
Yeah.
And new Trent Williams. Like, that's your job.
And new Danny Gray, who was waived today.
No, but Dibs, of course there's
going to be. I'm just trying to go through something. You know, I'm trying to, like, you know, make it newsworthy.
There's going to be misses, but they
Trent Taylor released.
That's obviously going to be something that they have to continue to do. Yeah. And I said this while you were gone last week, Goo. This idea that the window is closing when your QB is 24 and about to, and is one of the most productive QBs in the league is wild to me. The window is just starting. It's okay. You can pay your quarterback and still win. All but they're all doing it. Go to the other teams that made it to the end. They're all paying
and
their
QB. And I do wonder if the drafting of Pearsall before all this jumped off with Ayuk is signaling,
you got
we like you, but we don't love you like that, and we can keep going.
I know it's scary. I get it. Super scary. They built an unbelievable roster, and to try to replace these names is a Herculean job, but that's what you got to try to do. I don't care if Brock's making one or 55. If George Kittle and Trent Williams age out, you got some work to do to go and place the damn thing.
Yeah, Green Bay wasn't paying their quarterback, and Houston wasn't paying their quarterback, and I don't think that Miami was paying their quarterback. It kicks in now, so a lot of the teams that were there at the end last year were not paying their quarterback.
Ish. I mean, they went on a surprising run, all of those teams.
Lamar
was there, Patrick was there.
Right.
Right. Jared Goff
Patrick
is now making 52.
Patrick is now, what, the 10th highest paid guy in the league?
Yeah, but he's getting paid. You know what I'm saying.
Like, I get
you've broken off the major contract for your QB.
Yeah.
I would always rather be one of those teams because it means I got a good one.
Yeah. No, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't want to be is the New York Giants. You don't want to break your QB.
Or the Arizona Cardinals.
They've done it to themselves.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. No bad luck there. They just done it to themselves.
No, there's no bad luck. It's just bad management. And, you know, Dallas has a choice to make with Dak again at the end of this year.
I think they made it already.
Well, maybe.
Unless he wins the Super Bowl.
Or he goes out to the conference championship because, you know, the only thing worse than paying a quarterback a lot of money is not having a quarterback. Mm. And you see a lot of these teams that don't have a quarterback, and ideally you do what the Niners did, and now D'Amico Ryan's in Houston, where you have a guy on a rookie deal, and he looks to be absolutely awesome. And, you know, this year you've got the kid in Chicago and the kid in Denver, and you've got all these rookies, and you're thinking, they might be the sauce. And if they are, then you have a nice run of 3 or 4 years of absolute rookie scale money. And you don't have to worry about it.
Willard asked me who I wouldn't want to be on the Niners staff right now.
Who would you not want to be on the Niners staff right now,
and I'm fascinated. It's Nick Sorensen. And
why?
The reason is we've seen two guys, Saleh and
D'Amico
Ryans,
and
parlay their job. Well, McDaniel too, but they parlayed those jobs.
He's on offense.
Yes,
though.
Yeah. Parlayed those jobs into head coaching jobs.
Yep.
And then whatever you define Wilkes, it didn't work. But now here comes Sorensen on a unit that was been so spectacular. Now without Greenlaw, there is questionable D-line depth. And I'm not saying they can't get after it. That I would just feel like, man, I got to the donut shop and they're kind of out of donuts now. It's going to be more difficult to duplicate what guys in that job description they've done before you, I think. Stopping the run. Willard, we don't know what happened, Dibs. This team couldn't stop the run. But they had a good Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
they
I'd had argue, a good Super Bowl. First of all, I'd argue Malik Collins had a good preseason. And
I can't say he didn't.
Plenty of reason to be excited about him. And then Javon Hargrave, who seems to believe he's sort of Nick Bosa light with the idea of things didn't fit last year, and you're going to see a better version of me this year. Look, all of it's we'll see.
Okay.
But I'm hard pressed to feel like Nick Sorensen's walking into a bad job. I mean, this is a great.
Definitely, the guy came with Bosa and Warner. I can't say bad.
He's got all kinds of stuff.
There's some questions.
Well, there's always questions in August. Like and
he's been here, so I think he understands where the warts are and where the soft spots are.
And how does Staley help him? Can you explain that to?
I think Staley is just kind of a more of a adult, grown, respected, experienced voice. Right. Somebody who can help him before you get to game day, because Sorensen's going to be on the sideline and Staley will be up top. So if Staley sees something, he radios down and says, this is what I see the offense doing. He's been through it a lot more than Sorensen, so I think it's a little bit more of like an adult in the room for somebody who's been through it a lot more.
Well, and don't take your head coach hate and put it on your coordinator, hashtag North Turner. Like, I got no problem with Brandon Staley being a defensive coordinator or assistant defensive coordinator.
He's good at it.
Yeah, like, he's a very good defensive coach. He's a wackadoodle when you give him a headset and ask him what he wants to do on fourth down, but so's Dan Campbell. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't work. And he has a weird personality for head coach also. Like, his press conferences had a vibe to him, which doesn't work when you've gone for it on fourth and four at your own 36 and lost a football game. So that didn't work, but that's okay. Mm. He can come do this job. He's off the tree. I like the Brandon Staley. Yeah. Brandon Staley coming to the 49ers on the defensive side of the ball. I'm hearing those rumors before he even got fired last year. Like, I love that idea. Tuck him back into something that's a little bit further down the list, and I think he'll be fine. And by the way, if the D-line depth becomes a problem, like, they'll address it, or at least try. I mean, last year they acquired Randy Gregory and Chase Young. Neither one of them worked great.
They were trying.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many twists and turns that are about to come, but I'm not worried about the Niner defense until we got a reason to.
You feel better, Sonny, about Purdy's contract?
I don't care about Purdy's contract.
No, but you want to jump off a bridge about where he's going to get paid, because you got to pay him.
I'm just frustrated.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing, and it's not a good thing. I mean, it just is.
It's just a reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. I'm just not, like, they are going to have to make hard. It's so easy to sit here. Well, just pay Ayuk and just pay Trent and then just pay Purdy and then we'll figure it out. It's like,
well, they're not doing Ayuk. They're putting their foot down already.
They can't operate like that. They just can't. They have to figure out. They probably have an idea right now of, if we do this for Ayuk, it's going to cost us these two guys. If we do this with Trent, it might cost us that. When we do this with Purdy, man, then we got about four things we may have to do. Now, it's all within the realm of football, and they can do it, but they can't pay every... Think, like, Trent Williams, like, was the highest paid. Look at all these guys that are among the highest paid at their positions, and now they're going to put Purdy into it. They're gonna have to make hard decisions.
No doubt. Yeah, there's gonna be some guys who go, but that's still a year, maybe even two away.
You might be a week away. You still don't have Ayuk or Trent.
But that's the other thing. Jed's gonna have to go into the wallet and
break off some money for Trent, because Trent's not gonna play unless he gets new guaranteed money.
He told Josina.
Do you want to know? Actually, Josina, she didn't talk directly to Trent. That was a league source.
Oh boy.
Anyway, you want the little thing that I think is tucked in the grass that tells you that they're not worried about Trent Williams? That they released Chris Hubbard today. And I know that nobody knows who that is, but that's a depth piece that you want on the team if you're worried that Trent Williams is not going to be there for week one.
Right.
I stand by everything I've said this entire month. The Niners are not stupid. You can call them stubborn.
I get it.
Trent Williams is not to be messed with,
and they know
that. They're not stupid. Trent Williams.
So by the time we have the summit, will one of these guys be back on the team? Next Wednesday.
I think Trent Williams can be on the team tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and he said that. And he didn't expect Brandon Ayuk until next week.
Okay.
Actually, so, I didn't want to answer it. I don't know if Brandon is going to. I don't know anything about Brandon.
I don't know why.
Brandon in his situation has gone completely drunk.
I don't understand why, if the 49ers know that at some point, pretty soon, they are going to have to make these tough decisions. And maybe they figure right now, you know what? I mean, if we sign Brandon, say goodbye to Debo. Maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe they want Debo Samuel more than Brandon Ayuk a year or two. I don't know. Maybe it's we don't want to lose Tre'Davious Ward and Dominic Lenoir because we actually think we want them more than Brandon Ayuk. So if maybe this is the first tough decision that's happening right now with Brandon Ayuk, and they're just saying, no.
Yeah.
You're not that. No.
Well, if you want to look at the tea leaves, as Mark was doing with the O-line, if you look at the wide receivers that they released, they did not release Ronnie Bell. So Ronnie Bell, as of now, is still on the team. Robbie Chosen gone. Trent Taylor, fine. You weren't going to return punts anymore. And Danny Gray, all gone. Tay Martin as well. So you look at the wide receiver depth chart, and Ronnie Bell is still on there. And we all thought, I thought anyway, if you had Ayuk, he would be the odd man out. And so they kept him at least for now, thinking that, you know, if Ayuk is able to come into camp and actually play, you're still going to have Ronnie Bell, and you got Conley and Pearsall and Cowing and Juwan and Debo.
I said it was the strength of your team. Right now. He asked me the position, assuming Ayuk was still a Niner.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He made the team. I mean,
Brandon Ayuk. Okay, gotcha.
He made the team.
Hey, before we get out of here, we were having some fun with Cut Down Day. Have either of you two been cut in your life?
Oh, I heard you guys do this. I guess I heard more of your show today than I realized. and I heard you say what you said about my partner, Dibs, which was offensive. And then I heard you.
No, say it.
Then I heard
say
you,
it with your chest.
Then I heard you say how
say
loud.
It with your chest.
Wasn't bad,
It was kind of bad.
It's typical 10-2 cowardice where he tries to sneak it by the goalie.
Because that's my partner, and I got to have his back.
But look at the clock. He saved my veil.
Say what you said.
He said that he bet that you'd been cut at least 7 times in your life. And then he said, and I bet Willard's been cut
7
too.
Times?
And I said you hadn't, Willard.
You were undersized.
You said 7 times?
You're undersized when you were in 4th and 5th grade.
Look how he's explaining it.
You've made that clear.
First of all, when you're in 4th and 5th grade, you don't get cut. You get put on the B team. And if you want to count that.
That we did, actually.
Yeah, well, Guru was on the B
Guru
team.
Guru won a chip on the B
chip
team.
On the B. They had me a point. I ran a point out.
Well,
right.
Stein, he said something offensive, like, why is there even a championship for the B team?
Correct.
Everybody gets playoffs.
Come on, baby.
You gotta go to the playoffs.
I got cut in 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
So that's
and then
4.
8th grade, I try out one more. You know me. You can't stop the dibber. I will never give up. One thing about me, I am indefatigable. So 8th grade, I try out, and I finally make the A team.
Look at him.
Come to find out, my dad coaches the B team. And I'm like, oh, Dad, that's cool that you're looking to give back. About 17 years later, the story comes out. The reason why I made the A team was that
this is amazing.
So that my dad coached the B team in a
contingent on you making the A team.
Wow,
it was a handshake, wink, wink, nod, nod deal.
And that's why Dibs will be
five.
That's why he'll be. That's why he'll be off Thursday and Friday this week to honor the man.
Dibber Memorial.
Thank you.
Freshman year, I make the team. I'm the 12th man out of 12. Casa Grande. Sophomore year. Our freshman team, we won a title.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark Thomas and Ron Dardis. We could not be stopped. I would get like 48 seconds a game. The next year, all of us move up to JV, or so I thought. The JV coach, who I will not name because he's dead. And
rest
I'm not sad
peace.
About it.
He's not dead to you.
He's been dead for decades.
And my man said he's not sad.
He made one cut, Guru.
Yeah,
he made one cut. And it was the dibber.
Oh, no.
That was cut number 6. And you know what, Steiny?
I'm going to give you a free dibber.
I hate you for this because then I transferred to Marin Catholic. And as a junior, I think, you know what? I'm going to try out for JV. I know I'm not a varsity player. I'm going to make the JV team as a junior. Cut again.
You think I'm going to be able to get out of here by the time he takes us through Fullerton?
I mean,
it was Northridge.
I mean, Northridge.
You had to go look at the door and see if your name
list
was on
the door. And so all my other 11 teammates are on JV, and the one name missing is me. And so I went to the coach. I'm like, Coach, did you make a mistake? I mean, we had practice every day at 6 a.m., and I never was late. I never missed a practice. I dove on the floor. I ran lines. I did everything, Goo. And he said, yeah, it's not a mistake. Good luck in cross country. Yeah, and I said, you filthy motherfather.
Evan said you hate to see it.
That's a seven.
There you go.
You hate to see it.
Speaking of seven.
And you had me at Fullerton. That's a good friend right there. I've known this man for 18 years.
I just couldn't count something.
Speaking of seven,
you're listening to 95.7.
That's a
The Game.
Wow. He's even got a jacket on.
The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.